Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the privilege and opportunity to share today. And Lord, I know that I can't give anything that I don't first receive from you. And Lord, what we have from you is always life-giving, Lord. And I ask you just to impart grace to our hearts, Lord, and give us, Lord, some fresh bread today in this word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Interesting, Bethlehem, we're going to talk about Christmas a little bit today, but Bethlehem is known as the city of bread. Isn't that interesting? Jesus said, I am the what? The bread of life. And his name is called Wonderful. That would be one of the names of Jesus. Wonderful means miracle, remember? It means miracle, because this is a miraculous birth that we're talking about. In 1 Timothy 3:16, this is like a creed. The Bible has certain creeds that are placed throughout the New Testament scriptures, and this is to help the early church to kind of stay on track doctrinally, you know. And so they would often, maybe even as a hymn, they would sing some of these, and this is like an early hymn. And so in the New King James, it says 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy or without question, great is the mystery of godliness. God, the word God there is theos, deity, the supreme divinity, was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, that's the non-Jewish people, and believed on in the world, and received up in glory. Amen. Now, it talks about justified in the spirit. Now, the Lord never committed any sin. Amen. And because Jesus was without sin, he could become our sacrifice. If Jesus had in his humanity committed sin, he would have been disqualified for becoming our sacrifice, because sin could not pay for sin. And so when they would choose a lamb from the flock to be the sacrificial offering for sin, it had to be without spot or blemish, right? It had to be very carefully looked over to make sure there was no blemishes on it, because the blemish would represent sin. All right. And so when John saw Jesus, he says, well, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Amen. So that's when we see the picture sometimes of the Lamb, where it's referring to our Savior. Amen. The Lord who came to give his life for us, to become our substitute. For us, he died. Hallelujah. That is good news, guys, because we were incapable of saving ourselves. We were all lost in trespasses and sins. Amen. And so God, in his mercy, gave his son as an offering to pay our debt. And so Christmas, as you know, is much more than just a cute story of a little baby in a manger, but it's about God becoming a man and God coming to a sin-sick, dark world and suffering for us, so that we could be delivered out of slavery to sin and Satan, and we can be brought into sonship. We could become children of the Most High God. We could be restored to fellowship with our Heavenly Father. It was not possible for us, in all of our goodness and all of our good works, to ever merit heaven, amen, or to be qualified for God's presence. Why? Because God is holy, and because he's holy, he cannot look upon sin. And when God laid upon Jesus the iniquities of us all, when Jesus was on that cross, amen, the Father turned away and he laid that sin. My sin, your sin, on Jesus. Jesus loved us so much. He wanted us to be with him so much that he paid the price we deserve to pay. That's God's kind of love. That is true love. That is agape love. And remember Zechariah, who was the father of John the Baptist. He prophesied concerning Jesus in Luke chapter 1, verse 78. Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light, or day spring, the dawn from heaven, is about to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide us to the path of peace. You know, there are those who think that somehow they're righteous enough on their own. And yet the Bible is very clear, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. So we all have to come the same way, and that's through the blood of Jesus, through the cross, to be reconciled to God. There's no other way except the way that God has made. Even Jesus himself had made very clear that he was the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father, John 14:6. But Christmas is God so loving you and me that he was willing to pay the highest price for us. And so this gift of God, the Lamb of God, amen, the Word of God that was with the Father in the beginning became, amen, the Son of Man, hallelujah, and the Son of God. And he became, God took upon himself the form of humanity. He took upon himself a body, amen. And he came and was born in the lowly estate in a manger, as you know the story goes. And yet, he had to come in the likeness of sinful Adam in order to be our Redeemer. Amen. He had to become like us, and yet without sin. There was only one who lived a sinless life, and that was Jesus. And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4, it says, it is not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. That is why when Christ came into the world, he said to God, you did not want animal sacrifices or sin offerings, but you have given me a body to offer. For God's will, verse 10, was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. What was God's plan? To make you and I holy, acceptable, to be in his presence. And only the blood of Jesus can deliver us from Satan's power and the curse of sin. Somebody had sent me an article by Sally Rowe, and it was very interesting, and I wanted to put it in here. It was, they're using the blood of sheep to produce antitoxin for rattlesnakes. People are being saved from snake bites using the blood of sheep. When the snake venom is injected into the blood of a lamb, it immediately goes to work producing antibodies to combat the venom. So the blood of the lamb makes the poison of the snake powerless. Now think about this. The blood of the lamb makes the poison of the snake powerless. Sin and Satan injected all the poison we see in this world. When we apply the blood of Jesus to our lives by grace through faith, we overcome both sin and Satan. John the Baptist was the one who understood that Jesus was the Lamb. He was the sacrifice to take away our sins. John 1:29, the next day, John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You know, it doesn't say plural sins. It says sin, because Jesus came to deal with the sin problem. Amen. For all have been born in sin. All have sinned. Amen. And so he dealt with the power of sin. He broke the power of sin at the cross. Hallelujah. And sins is speaking of the acts that we do, the sinful acts that we do. But Jesus came to deal with sin itself, to deal a death blow to it. And Bethlehem was known to produce the sheep that were used for the blood sacrifices. These were the sacrifices to cover sin. So isn't it interesting that this babe was born in a manger? Where? In the same town where they actually raise sheep for the sacrifice for sin. And the priest would separate out of the flock the lambs that were without spot or blemish. They would wrap them in, guess what? Cloth. They would swaddle them in cloth, swaddling clothes, right? And place them in stone mangers. The mangers were not the wooden ones like you see on the Christmas cards, amen? They were stone mangers for safekeeping until their time came that they would be offered up for a temporary covering for the sins that we committed here on the earth. And so in the Gospel of Luke, the angel of the Lord appeared to the very shepherds who took care of the sheep of the sacrificial flock. In Luke 2 and verse 8, it says, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keep watching over the flock by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. What was the sign? They understood. That's what they did. They took care of the sheep. Amen. And they would find a baby in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. God's wisdom. Manifold wisdom. Hallelujah. You know, guys, it doesn't matter how long you study, there's more. I'm learning all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. But aren't you glad that the Lord didn't leave the shepherds out of the picture? In other words, Jesus, amen, and the Lord had come to who? The blue-collar workers. Hallelujah. And they didn't leave them out of the picture. That was the shepherds' response. What was their response to this announcement? In Luke 2:15, it says, so it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass. In other words, they believed the report, which the Lord has made known to us. Verse 16, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. What happened? Well, they went on an evangelistic campaign. Amen. An outreach to tell people what they had heard and what they had seen, what they had witnessed. Do you know the Lord wants us to do the same thing today? Amen. When God shows you something, reveals something, there's somebody else that you can share that with. Amen. Look for the opportunity. Ask the Lord to open the doors and show you where you can go. Amen. And share with others what God has shared with you. How many of you know that God is a sharer? God is a giver because God is a lover. And when we're motivated by the love of God, we want to share. We want to give. Hallelujah. So the Lord uses these shepherds to spread the word. And also, of course, to confirm the word to Mary, which she had already previously heard from Joseph. And so this was just to clarify, okay, this is actually, how God works. And verse 18, it says, and all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But what did Mary do in verse 19? Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. I believe the reason why God chose Mary, not just because she was virtuous, because she was a virgin, but because she had mature character, because Mary didn't have loose lips, because Mary was going to examine what she heard. All right. And she wasn't just going to accept the first thing that dropped in her way. Are you hearing me, somebody? We need some critical thinking today a little bit, don't we? Amen. And not be so quick to just receive everything we hear as truth. And so it didn't say that she disbelieved. She said, well, I'm going to put that on the back burner. I'm going to mull over this and think on this for a while. I'm going to examine it. All right. And what this could mean possibly. And so she thought carefully about what she heard. In other words, and I believe one of the reasons, again, that God chose her is because even though she was young, she had mature character. And, you know, there are times when God will share something with us that may not be for everybody. Are we able to hold on to something that God wants to share with us? You know, the secret things belong to the Lord. And there are times when God will share something with you. But God wants a people that he can trust. God will use people that he can trust. People who have integrity. People who will take seriously what they hear from the Lord. Do you want more from the Lord? Start taking seriously what you already receive. Start applying the word. Start living the word that you receive. Amen. God also chose Mary, again, because the fact that she had never known a man. And this, of course, gets contested today in our world by certain people because they, the enemy works through people. Did you know that? And the enemy is trying to deceive and to undermine the truth of the Word of God. And Luke 1:30, it says, "The angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And because you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.'" So now it's also talking about the future tense, amen, that the Lord will return one day to this earth and he will reign from the city of Jerusalem, the city of David, over all the earth. And then Mary said to the angel, verse 34, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" So there's the proof in the scriptures, amen, that Mary had not been with a man. That's just one example. "And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. And therefore also that Holy One which is to be born will be called the Son of God.'" So Jesus had two titles. He was the Son of Man, in the likeness of Adam, amen, without sin, and the Son of God. God incarnate, God in human flesh. Hallelujah. And do you know we have a God-man in heaven right now representing us? The man Christ Jesus. Very clearly, Paul said the man Christ Jesus in a glorified body. Amen. So isn't that good to know that we're not just going to be spirits floating around in clouds playing harps, right? Hallelujah. We'll have tangible bodies just like Jesus. And yet these bodies will be able to transcend matter. Amen. He passed through walls. Hallelujah. Wouldn't that be cool? Don't try that now, guys, all right? I just don't have enough faith for that. But Mary questioned the angel, you know? The prophet Isaiah also spoke of this miracle child. In Isaiah 9 and 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Do you see the difference again between what a child is born and a son is given? What? Son of man, son of God, okay? "And the government will be upon his shoulders." In other words, he's going to rule over all the nations. Hallelujah. "And his name will be called Miracle." Wonderful. "Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Now, what do these names do? They point to the fact that Jesus is deity. Theos, amen, was revealed, manifested in the flesh. God became a man. Hallelujah. "And the blood that was in Jesus," amen, "was not tainted through Adam's blood," amen, "because the Holy Spirit had overshadowed that virgin," amen. "And that which was born in her was of the Holy Ghost." Hallelujah. Therefore, only the blood of Jesus could qualify, amen, to wash away our sins, amen, to cleanse and also to heal and to restore. Hallelujah. And to deal a death blow to Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. And cancel out the effects of the poison of sin. And wonderful miracle. In Matthew chapter 1 verse 23 it says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, everybody say it with me, "God with us." "Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took him to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and called his name Jesus," just like she was instructed to do. Amen. And so we're going to look at 1 Timothy 3:16, this creed, this old hymn, early church hymn, without controversy, without question. "Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles and believed on in the world, and received up in glory." Hallelujah. And you remember at our Lord's ascension, he told his followers in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be what? Witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth." And when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was what? Taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. He's coming. He's coming. And he's coming in clouds of glory. Today is the day of opportunity. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of healing. Hallelujah. And like the shepherds, we are to be heralding as witnesses the good news of the Messiah, that Jesus saves, that there's salvation only in him. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. And it's by the blood of the sinless Lamb, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are now free to serve him as those who have been set free from sin and death. Are you free today? Have you been set free? Are your sins forgiven? How are you set free from the power of sin and the power of Satan? Today is the day you can call upon the name of the Lord and be rescued, to be delivered. Amen. To be set free. Hallelujah. God is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance, that we should turn back to our God. Hallelujah. And come by way of the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, because there is only salvation in him. Hallelujah. And so in Christ Jesus, we're no longer slaves to sin identity, but sons of the Most High God. Hallelujah. The devil will try to talk you out of your identity. He'll try to lie to you and tell you that you who you used to be. But I can just tell him to speak to the hand. Amen. Because he doesn't have an audience anymore. Hallelujah. I know who I am in Christ and who Christ is in me. And I am a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away. Amen. Claim it. I've been born again. And I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. And I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Oh, I love that. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new. Would you stand? Old things have passed away. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things have passed away. Old things have passed away. I've been born again. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Hallelujah. Romans 6:20. For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But verse 22, but now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit to holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us. Thank you for the cross. Thank you that you were willing to come and to lay down your life for us. And no man took your life from you. But Lord, you laid it down willingly. And now you ever live to make intercession for us as our great high priest. We have a great high priest, guys, in the heavens. The man Christ Jesus. And whosoever calls upon him, hallelujah. How many call upon him every day? Amen. We need to call upon him often, amen. Because the Lord is the strength of our life. In him we have the ability to overcome, hallelujah, our flesh, our sin nature, amen. It no longer has power over us, but we must lean on, rely upon the grace of God, which is sufficient for all of our needs, hallelujah. God is more than enough. Hallelujah. His grace is sufficient. for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, Lord, thank you so much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you again. For the body of Christ, I ask you to bless each one. Keep us. Cause your face to shine upon us, Lord. Be merciful. Be gracious to each one of us, Lord. Lift up the light of your countenance upon your people, God. And give us your peace, your perfect peace, Lord God.